Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. It is Beer Week, and I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Mm-hmm. We're here on your week,
that's
sir.
That's right, my week.
Feels like forever since we did this.
And we skipped, last month?
Yeah, it was last month, that's right. Forever, ever? Forever, ever.
What doing.
You went around on your tour for your movie.
Yeah, exactly.
The Intruder.
My little press tour.
Yeah.
Intruder. In theaters right now, folks. Go check that out. I think it's still in theaters. I hope it might be on Blu-ray right now. Streaming. I don't know. I got to check on that.
It was funny about that. Somebody did ask me about that movie, and they were just like, should I go to the theaters? I was like, girl, that shit's on Blu-ray. I said, what are you talking about? Go to the movie and see it. That shit's on Blu-ray. I said, that shit probably wasn't in the top five, so it dropped.
Oh, hell no.
I said, little films like that.
No, actually, I think it was.
I think it did make a lot of them. I think it did.
It's like number two or something. That was,
but they do. Yeah. Those movies tend to do make money, whatever, because Screen Gems always knocks out the park with those.
And you know, the budget is like fucking like
$4.
I think I make shit, you know. So, every movie's profitable for them. The moment that shit releases.
Because they're just paying the actors and the directors and shit. It's not sets.
Yeah. And they get their relatives to do the filming, the soundboards, and all that shit.
I told you I saw that one with Paula.
Traffic.
Yeah, Traffic, yeah, whatever. They in the middle of fucking nowhere. I was like, they didn't pay for shit on this. Mm-hmm. I was like, it ain't no sets. I was like, they're literally in the middle of the desert. There's one house in the middle of the desert, Cody. Big man, because you know every black movie like that, they gotta have like some unbelievable house.
It's gotta be always one.
It's gotta be a house that's just like, what is this? How, like,
and then job doesn't qualify for them to have a house like that.
Like, rich people that we even know here in LA don't even have houses like that. Like, this is just like, and they only gotta have like that one car. It's gotta be that muscle car, old school muscle car. it's gotta be a Chevelle,
Camaro,
a Mustang, Camaro, whatever.
Like
you know, it's gotta be one of those. It's just like, what are they doing that for? Yeah. And then they're just like, oh, he's a fucking banker. Motherfucker works at the teller. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, what? Are you sucking my dick right now? And then, like, it's in the middle of nowhere. Then, you know, that's when the danger happens. Mm-hmm. Somebody finds him. It's like, ooh, you know, it's just like, why ain't that house trashed then?
Yeah.
Should be like bricks and shit like that. Should be boarded up or whatever. They should, like, damn, like,
that shit should look like Arkham City.
Basically, it should be a fuck house. Basically.
Yeah.
It should look like that house in a fucking Jungle Fever that Samuel Jackson, when he was sweating and shit in it or whatever.
It's like that house in It.
Yeah, basically, the shit should be coming to life.
Yes.
Like, his face is like, oh, shit. Like a face?
Yeah.
You should be seeing a clown doing the jigaboo dance and shit like that.
Walking on all fours and shit.
And you so fucked up on meth, you think that's normal.
Yeah.
He's just like, damn, gotta start hitting this shit or whatever. So, yeah, it's always got that unbelievable pool.
Mm. Got an affinity pool and some shit like that.
It wasn't affinity pool.
God damn it.
Where the fuck is there an affinity pool in the desert, by the way?
What a contractor came out there and said, yeah, we're going to build this shit right here.
Right here. But we're not going to live here.
Yeah.
Because ain't shit for miles here. But it's a getaway home. Who the fuck has that as a getaway home?
Getaway home in the middle of the fucking desert.
Dude, to get to the gas station, which was the closest thing, almost a day drive.
You fucking serious?
So, like, if this house runs out of shit, like right now, we're doing a show right now, an alcohol show. Imagine if we didn't have any beer to do a beer show.
Drive a day out.
I'd have to be like, all right, people. So, this is the introduction of the show. We'll come back tomorrow and record this. We gotta go to the store and go get more or whatever shit. Because that takes a day to get there. That is retarded.
Well, that shit flown in would take 12 hours.
It's funny because I'm thinking of an infinity pool. I'm just like, I never seen an infinity pool on the ground.
Yeah, that's true.
Because when I've seen them overseas, when I was out there, they're always on a rooftop.
Mm-hmm.
Skyscraper type deals, whatever. This hill, this house was on a little hill. And I don't mean like a hill, like it's on a hill like you see in Rancho Palos Verdes. I mean like, you have to drive up this driveway, which is up a hill. Then you go in the back, and then it's just, you can see the view a little bit. But it's like a backyard part where the water is overflowing. You're just like, what the fuck kind of cheap? Why would you even want an infinity pool in this shit? The whole point is when you're in the building, you can see it coming down the window and shit like that. But it's not falling, really. Here, it's just like, it's a pool that just, you could just stuck any random. Yeah. But you know in these movies,
They gotta live it up.
They gotta go extravagant. For who? I don't know who. Because ain't nobody live nearby this motherfucker. It's just like that last movie we saw, whatever. Gotta have that diner where all the hot ass black women work at in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Fucking no, some little ass town in buttfuck Midwest. Or wherever it was.
I think it was buttfuck Northwest.
Oh, okay. Models.
Right, 10 out of 10. Fucking like, model, these 10 out of 10 women that work here. I'm looking at you in the theater going like, I gotta find this goddamn diner.
This diner at?
Remember, it was in L.A. Somebody driving through L.A. It's like, what? This must be somewhere in the valley. But I was like, even in the valley, it ain't this desert up. Like, I was just in Sherman Oaks not too long. I was just like, I'm pretty deep in the valley.
Yeah, don't look like that.
You don't look nothing like this, whatever. I was like, there's not a diner in the middle of nowhere, and I got to drive miles to get to the next stop. It's like, it don't work that way. And randomly, there's a hospital somewhere.
Yes.
Nah, this don't make no sense. And a toilet that just don't close down. Nah, that don't make sense. I will say, those were the best movies.
Oh, those were so fun to watch. Like, oh, those were so fucking fun to watch. That what was that one? Inspector Gadget?
That was the one with the diner.
That was the diner one?
Yeah, I think it was Wait Till...
That was Till Death Do Us Part. Was that the one?
Yeah, was that Wait Till... What was it? Wait Till... Shit, I need to look up our review catalog now. Whatever.
Take Days in that one too, right?
Till Days. Till Death Do Us Part. That's the one. Yeah. Till Death Do Us Part. Whatever. Shit. Hilarious. We woke up early in the morning. What time was it? Like 11?
11 a.m. and all this shit.
And, you know, they don't have screeners for this shit. Like, why would they? So we paid a good $17 for this almost.
Didn't buy tickets online. We had to go up to the actual kiosk and say, one for Till Death Do Us Part.
Now, one dude in there. one at a nice theater.
Yeah.
El Segundo Arclight.
Yep.
What a waste of Arclight. We did a review, video review first, where we talked about, we don't see Avengers together.
No.
We don't see Transformers together. No, no.
These fucking shit.
We see these movies together. And literally, it's like Batman Forever. You could just pick apart every fucking scene. It's like every goddamn thing that just pops up on screen has a problem. But my favorite part of the movies are the 180s. Those brothers always turn. Those movies always start off with the man. He's perfect. He's the greatest man you could ever have.
Human being to ever exist on the planet.
He's like if you combine like fucking God with Morris Chestnut or some shit like that or whatever. You get this man. It's perfect. Always in shape.
Yep.
Has a lot of money. I love how none of these people can never be broke. I always gotta have a lot of money.
Can't be just an average person.
Just can't be an average person. You gotta be rich. Because that's what turned them crazy.
Yes.
The money. It's always rich. They go to Nobu on a daily basis.
Yes.
No, they go to Nobu as like it's a dive bar. Remember? It was a Nobu.
That was Moon Shadows, what it was called.
Oh, it was Moon Shadows. That's right. That's right. Moon Shadow.
Yeah.
That's a Nobu. Moon Shadow. They go to Moon Shadow to drink a fucking Blue Moon. Like, this is a fucking dive bar.
They're really up in there like a fucking dive bar.
People, Moon Shadow, first of all, it's expensive as fuck, okay? It's pricey as hell up in there. So if you go in there, you ain't going there to drink no fucking $14 fucking Blue Moon. No. I'm not joking about that neither. Fucking almost $14 fucking dollars for a Blue Moon, people. A fucking Blue Moon. Like, it don't even taste good either. Like, you can get a fucking 24-pack for $14 probably. So, meals are like tiny portion, expensive as shit. It's like if you got a little extra cash and you want to impress a date night type place where these motherfuckers are sitting here with trench coats and turtlenecks drinking a Blue Moon. And I love how they try to shoot this shit because they didn't want to show you that ocean
view. No.
They didn't want to show you that shit.
Like any other fucking bar.
They
like
want to show that
one
sign.
Section. But we knew what the fuck it was. Like, hold the fuck up.
We both been to this motherfucker before. We just like, no. You're not going to get me on this or whatever and shit. They try to do that downtown LA skyscraper shot.
Mm-hmm.
Get that one angle or whatever and shit. You just see the bar and a little neon sign. Mm-hmm. He's like, and we looking at each other like, wait, is that Moonshine? I'm like, wait, hold on. It's like, in Malibu? He's like, no, hell no. Trying to treat this shit like it was a dive bar. And then all of a sudden, the man, they snap. No reason why.
Crazy.
And we saw it building. I said building up, building. We saw it when other dudes at this party starts talking to his wife. Like, they've never been to a party before or whatever and stuff. They and they're co-workers of his, too. They're talking to the wife. They're just chatting up. Not even
hitting I'm sure it's not the first time they ever talk. So now, all of a sudden, it's a fucking problem because we got a movie to do now.
It's so fucking ridiculous or whatever. And they've been like, we've been married forever and stuff like that. And just like, I'm sure y'all have had multiple parties like this where y'all wasn't together. He's on one side, she's on one side. And his co-workers talk to her because they know y'all. Like, why are you talking to her? And then all of a sudden, they get home, he's beating on her, and he's just like, what the fuck? I was like, where the hell is this
come from? Where the fuck did this come from?
15 years of marriage. I was like, just... Down the fucking drain. I guess I'm... Jesus, he should have been beating that pussy up instead of beating her. Like, what's wrong with him? Shit, that woman was fine. He should have went home and knocked that out. That's what he should have did, whatever. Not knocked her out by hitting her upside the head. I mean, knock the dust out that thing right there, whatever. You get up in there, whatever. She forget all about them brothers, whatever. She wouldn't even think about them in the first fucking place, though. We're going on a tangent, though. Yeah. Welcome to our life.
Yes.
Here on the drinking show.
Shitty movies.
The Last Drop, which Cody is deeming as Firestone Walker 2017.
Versus 2018 Anniversary L.
I can't wait. I love this beer.
All right. I'm trying to figure out which one should we crack first.
Man, you want to go by year or do you want to flip a coin?
Coin. I like the coin flips.
I don't have a coin.
You have a coin? Fuck.
Actually, I do. It's a quarter over there. Okay. Yeah, it's a quarter right there, actually. How could I not know I had coins over there?
All right. Let's go. Let's see. Heads will be 2018. Tails will be 2017. So let me get my Harvey Dent on real quick.
Oh, then get your Harvey Dent on. Oh, wait. Do it again. Hold on. God damn it. What was it the first time?
It was Tails.
Okay, let's go with Tails, man. Son of a bitch. I just did a Batman Forever on people. Anyway, I was like, Harvey! I'm Batman! He literally killed him.
Yeah, he did kill him.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. That was fucked up.
That was after a speech he told Brahmin, we don't do this murder, we go and take the man. And he literally kills his ass. Robin's looking like, and Batman's looking like, I told you not to do it because I wanted to do it.
His shitty Batman voice.
So we're going with the 2017
first. So the neat thing about these beers, anniversary beers, they get a group of master blenders together, and they blend multiple concoctions, different ones with different beers in it, and they choose the best one of the year to be the anniversary of that year.
How do you know this?
Because I'm a beer geek, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And if you look here, in every anniversary edition, they give you the layout.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
They give you the layout of the final blend.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're all barrel-aged beers in here.
People, so this Negro just pulled out a scroll.
Yes.
Some people, this Negro don't even wear glasses. He just put on glasses now. Like, people. Bartholomew Alexander III here.
So in this one, the 2017, which is the 21 edition, 21st anniversary edition.
This Negro.
You got Veltmerken, Asian bourbon barrels. Veltmerken is oatmeal stout. You got Parabola, which is a Russian imperial stout, all bourbon barrels. Mm-hmm. Sticky Monkey, which is a Central Coastal Quad.
There's some racists listening to this going like, I knew it! I knew there were some Sticky Monkeys.
You got Bravo, which is an imperial brown ale, Asian bourbon barrels. And then the final one in here is El Dorado, which is a blind barley wine aged in rum barrels. So you got a little rum barrel.
We had El Dorado before together,
yes,
right?
We did.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, we did.
I remember that.
Yeah,
that was fucking delicious.
Yes, yes, it was.
Yes. He's getting at the end of the scroll.
So look here, this is all the fucking little blenders right here. They're all award winners, and they all came together to make this motherfucker.
Cody's thumbprint is on there too, people. Printed on there.
I hope to be one of these guys one day. That'd be awesome.
Wow, you want to be a master blender?
Why the fuck not? Yeah. I want to be the very best.
Uh-oh. A hat just went... Glasses. For some reason, the hat just got off and now he's got a hat on now. Whatever. Why is music playing in the background when you say that? Which goes in with last week's episode, actually. I want to be the very... No one... You think we get copyrighted? To catch them, to pour them is my highest test. to train them, to drink them, that's my cause. Barrel beer, gotta drink them, oh, it's true. Cody's wrong. Marvin will fail on you. You teach him and he'll teach you. Master Bruce. Master Blend. Gotta blend them all. Master Blend. Who else seen left column?
That's the last drop.
Oh, he's pouring the last drop too. Keep pouring that, Cody. I want every last drop. I want the drop. No, Cody, I ain't just coming for a slice, motherfucker. I want the whole.
Make a try.
Negro, I want the recipe.
There we go.
Thank you, sir. I don't want just a slice, Cody. I want the recipe. Okay? The recipe. Unlike some people.
Listen to the last drop, say yeah. I love that. That's fucking awesome.
Who all listen to the last drop? Let me say yeah.
Yeah.
I want everyone to listen to the last drop to do that at their job. And then send that to us. You can send it to us on Instagram, phenomenal one, Codysseus, KHODYSSES. Send that to us right away.
All right. Look at the color of this bad boy.
I love the color already.
Like,
yeah.
Like mahogany thing going on there. I like that.
I remember the first time I had this with you, not this year, clearly.
It wasn't this one.
So when I had Firestone, first time I had Firestone was that 2012 San Diego? We took my brother?
Yes.
I believe so, yeah. We got to
start. Oh, yeah, that year we had.
Was that 2012?
That was 2012.
Maybe
2013, maybe. It might be 20.
Whenever my brother started college. One of those years, whatever and shit.
I remember we went to Tornado in San Diego.
And at least you remember the names of most of these places, because I don't remember none of them.
You remember we had that tequila barrel-aged Parabola? Yes.
I remember that drink now. That drink was fantastic.
That was crazy.
Fucking delicious.
That shit was crazy. There was nothing like that.
What was the bar we went to? I'm sure you don't remember. That was so long ago. I guess we need to start checking in when we go to San Diego.
Yeah.
You never remember that. Because you can't see the fucking names of the place. These things, whatever. It's just like, just a bar.
Yeah,
right,
it was a bar in the fucking corner, so.
Yeah, it's one of it. It's like next to each other. I didn't realize San Diego was such a drinking town until, now. But we had some good-ass wings at that place and some beer, because it was a beer place, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, that was the Stone.
Where you bought that fucking six... Yeah, I think it was a $6 Firestone bottle, wasn't it?
It was the Stone... we're at the hotel. It was, like, right down the street.
I thought we was in downtown at that point already. Yeah, because it was a little place.
Oh, that was Tornado.
Was that Tornado? Okay.
Okay, yeah, it was Tornado. Okay. Yeah. Okay. The Stone was on the spot.
Yeah, because Stone we went to after we dropped my brother.
Yeah, okay.
He was no longer with us or whatever.
Right.
So, and we was trying to get something to eat or whatever.
Yeah. I'm getting like a lot of toffee.
I was going to say chocolate. Some toffee chocolate filling right there or whatever. Mm-hmm. What's the word? Brittle?
Brittle. Yeah, peanut brittle.
Yeah, sure. A little peanut brittle. Ooh. We started in the brittle, baby.
Oh, you get shit ton of barrel.
I wish that's I had. Oh, wait a minute. I do have chocolate.
Do you?
And I got Lindora chocolate.
Uh-oh. I think it's time.
go to that cabinet above the microwave and look behind the Ritz crackers.
Okay.
Ooh, that would actually taste really fucking good right now, dude. Nice. Yeah, that one right there. It's in that red bag. Middle shelf.
Middle shelf.
Behind the crackers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's the good chocolate right there. Courtesy of Yoon. Oh, that's my favorite chocolate right there. It's expensive as fuck, too. So what are you thinking? Before or after we take a sip?
We taste it.
Or do you drop it inside?
You do it. Take a sip first, and then we'll take a bite.
Take a sip, bite, and then, you're right. It'll mix in or whatever. So, coffee, chocolate, brittle. I said coffee,
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I got a cocoa powder thing going on, too.
I know we only done two of these beer weeks already, but God damn, is this not the best smelling beer?
Man, stouts, bro. They're always the best smelling beer. Well, IPAs, too, but stouts and fucking IPAs.
You can get, remember in South Park when they was getting high off cat piss?
Mm-hmm.
This is right now.
Yeah, you get high off this shit.
You're getting like Kenny right now. God damn. People, it is 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
It's pretty early.
It's your birthday.
That's right. It is. Yes. Yes. That's right. Thank you, brother. Thank you. You know what? Fuck you. You didn't tweet it.
Tweet it right now.
It's not validated.
It was too late to tweet. It's too late.
It's not validated if you didn't put it on social media. I'll never get over that shit.
I'm sorry for that shit
every year. Every fucking year. Like,
stop.
Like, I need you to tell me fucking.
Validation, man. Like, some of
have I ever gotten mad at you for not telling me? Like, why weren't you the first to tell me on my friend? Okay.
Bitch made shit.
It really fucking is. Right. Oh, man. Let's sip this bad boy. Cheers, sir. These glass need to make a better clink noise, by the way.
Ooh, that is super smooth. Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
What you smell is what you get.
That's exactly what you get. Oh, my God. It's like a marmalade. Just
you know what?
Flavor.
Holy. Let's just drink this. We'll skip this. We'll leave this here. We'll leave it here, though. I'll look after it for you.
Oh, okay.
Look after it. Yeah.
God.
Save for next month.
And this is this is 2017. This has been sitting around for like a year and a half.
We'll see. When I had 2018, I didn't have them comparing. Mm-hmm. We're doing comparings, I guess, right now, whatever. I had 2017 first. I had the 2018 around Christmas time, a little bit after Christmas, because Liquor Mart Whittier, people go check that store. I was telling Cody, 1 cent beer there. You buy one, get another one for 1 cent, shit. Man, I was not stealing their fucking beer. Because Christmas beers, to me, they're fucking delicious as shit, whatever. So there's some Christmas release
ones. My favorite is the IPA Celebration, Sierra Nevada. When you get that fresh.
I've seen it. I haven't had
that
it, though.
That shit is delicious.
My favorite is that one you brought me back at my condo when I was
living. Oh, is that Santa's Little Helper?
The sour, yes. And yeah, I'm still waiting for
this. Oh, you're the sour, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was with a ghost on it or whatever.
Oh, Fantôme.
I always forget the fucking name of it, but I always go looking for it at beer places. Yeah, I remember what the bottle looks like. So if I see the bottle, I'll know to grab it then.
Fantôme.
It had the little ghost on it, right?
I think that's the last time I had that fucking beer.
You motherfucker. It was around Christmas time or whatever shit. We're usually when we got fucked up on shows.
That's right.
Because we would do champagne,
we do
beer.
Stupid fucked up. Oh, my God.
We do stupid shit.
Jesus Christ. That's said so much dumb shit. Oh, man.
That was like 2014 or 2013. 2013 and 2014. One of those years, whatever.
2014.
Yeah, it was 2014. And, because Christmas for us was like our anniversary show at the time too, so it was like we get champagne, we're gonna get whiskey, tequila, beer, we're gonna Cody would get anniversary beer, I'd get champagne, then we do like some special whiskey or something like that. And then for some reason we would do tequila shots in between segments or whatever and shit. Notice how I said, and for some reason we would do that. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I guess we thought we were still youthful.
Yes.
Well, to be fair, we were fine that year.
Yeah.
It was the later years I started coming in. We were just this ain't going to be good noise. Especially the Lost Last Drop episode.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We learned our lesson there. Woo, buddy.
We'll be fine, Cody. We've done this before.
We can go got this.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I listened to that shit during that. Did we even drink this? I was like,
shit was gone. He's like, we drank that.
Yeah, it's like an empty shit. My brother, that motherfucker saw the Coors and the fucking thing.
Oh, yeah. He thought he didn't.
His motherfucker, because he told me he was going to get some beer. I was like, ew. He was like, well, y'all was drinking fucking Coors and shit. I was like, it was for a show. I'm getting the chocolate Lindor. Milk chocolate, by the way.
Oh my God, that just melts. God damn, it's good.
Dude, it's the best chocolate ever, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Take a sip of the beer now.
I think it raises up more than coffee.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah.
Most of the time when I do like flavor pairings, I get a lot more bitterness in the beer, but what I still do get, that brings out the coffee a lot.
Oh, actually, and especially in the finish right there. Oh yeah, I'm feeling in the back teeth now. Oh shit. People, we really fucked up or whatever. We realized we're in the food category, which, by the way, Apple sent me, because, you know, they had a little press conference bullshit, so they sent me a little email about our podcast and stuff, about how, like, they're adding more subcategories and stuff. I need to read it. It's a long-ass email. They're changing some of the rules on iTunes and stuff like that, and I'm just like,
Well, iTunes is dead now. No more iTunes.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. With, like Apple Podcast shit, whatever stuff. Yeah. They're changing how the reviews and stuff work. And I was like, I wonder who could have had an influence on that, huh? They're even by the way, they're adding more subcategories. So I was just like,
really?
Huh. I was like, I wonder where that came from, whatever, because we spent a whole almost segment that bitching seem about like a
coincidence
that.
Coincidence at all?
Coincidence at all? I'm going to eat the whole chocolate now and eat the. But either way, what I was going to say was, what we fucked up at is last week on Whiskey Week, we didn't have any sushi. Should have got some fucking sushi. That's
sushi, brought it back here.
Eat it while drinking the Japanese whiskey, next whatever time. Shit.
We'll do it when we do the Nika.
The Nika one, whatever. Sushi. I know some people probably think that's racist. No, it's not. Shut the fuck up. it's not racist. It's fucking delicious. That's what it is. Okay, it's fucking delicious.
Sushi and Japanese whiskey. I
thought about that when you left, and I was just like, damn, we really fucked up on that. Could have had some good ass sushi, whatever. Yeah. So, because I know this place that has this like sushi box, different types of variety and stuff.
Yeah, like big ass platter.
Yeah, yeah. I had a client that gave me that one time. We could have had that, whatever. I was like, damn. They had everything in that box, too, there. And all the little sauces and shit that go in, a little spicy, a little soy, and all that. Fuck. We gotta do that next time, whatever. Next time. Now that we're doing the chocolate with the beer here, the kind of the chocolate beer almost, whatever, it's reminding me of we have to do food pairings now because we're in the food category, food Cody. I'm gonna eat the whole chocolate.
Do it.
Mmm. Fuck, I love chocolate.
No, I get a lot of the barley wine and the flavor, I've noticed. I have to get all the stout characteristics and all that, but I'm getting a ton of the barley wine to shine through.
Okay, I didn't finish the chocolate. I drank it while I was still in my mouth melting. It really brings it out even more.
Does it?
Leave it on your taste buds or whatever. Leave it on your tongue.
Another one.
Another one. We the best.
We the best music.
Wow, that really... Wow. It's already evened out the beer itself. Jesus Christ, people. Keep the liquid in your mouth while you're chewing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like it really.
When you do that, it tastes like a fine whiskey.
Because the middle of that chocolate, it's like a, it's kind of like, how do you, cause it's like milk, it's milk basically, whatever and stuff. It's like a liquid form when you chew into it. It's hard on the outside, but when you bite into it, it's like chewy and liquid and stuff like that. So it really blends in well with the beer here. This is fucking perfect combination.
Yeah, bro. It brings up the alcohol notes, but it's very pleasant. It's not like off-putting. It tastes fucking good.
It's
like
really fucking delicious.
Like it tastes like a fine whiskey when you do it, with the pair with the
chocolate. It makes it taste like it's been aged longer, actually. Yeah. So like if this was like a 4-year, it makes it taste like it was possibly shoot up to a 7-year.
That's awesome.
I should have got the variety one. Could have tried like the dark and the white and all that and stuff like that. Yeah. Mm.
Oh, that would be interesting.
I guess that's what we got to start planning for our next shows, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, what are you going to bring? We're going to get this food to go with it or something like that. Because we like food here.
Oh, fuck yeah.
we love food. Isn't that part of life? Drinking and eating.
Shit. Yesterday, I had my...
what you eat?
My favorite chicken sandwich. You ever had Crack Shack?
Hell yeah, I had Crack Shack.
Oh, my fucking God. Firebird, man. That is my shit. I love that fucking sandwich.
You had a good chicken sandwich last week, too, when you went to... was that last week? When you went to...
Oh, yeah, Birdie's.
Hey, Birdie's, yeah. So you had a good chicken sandwich.
I love me my chicken sandwiches, man.
Do you have a daily thing when you go...
Not really daily. I have like a weekly thing.
Excuse me. Like every Thursday, I get a chicken sandwich. Friday, I get a burger.
No, not necessarily. I have like shit I gotta hit up during the week. Mm-hmm. Like, I gotta get a Father's Office burger. I gotta get a Firebird from fucking Crack Shack.
Gotta get
my ramen fix.
Yeah, I gotta get ramen.
I get my sushi fix.
Yeah. I think sushi on me is Thursdays. I've noticed I have that. Okay. I get my Chinese food Tuesdays or Wednesdays.
I'm not big on Chinese food.
Oh, man, I love fucking rice and
I'm
fucking...
I'm big on Chinese. I don't like pizza. Fuck pizza.
Fuck, I can't stand it. I actually, funny enough, I really just can't stand it now.
Yeah, it sucks in California. Sucks ass.
You get rice and some dumplings or whatever and shit.
Oh, shit.
And some goizas or whatever. Man.
That don't sound too bad.
Ooh, man. Oh, I'm down for the dumplings and stuff like that. Get that. Gotta have the burger week. Gotta get a burger or whatever and shit like that. That's one thing California that we do have. We got a lot of burger places or whatever shit. We got burgers. a ton of
tacos
burgers.
And burritos, too.
Tacos, for me, is every Friday.
That's pretty much every day.
It kind of is. Right? Costco got street tacos. It's like a pack of street taco. It literally comes with everything on the street with it. It tastes fucking good. Really? The chicken in it already is marinated and shit. Whatever. Just heat the shit up, dude.
No shit.
12 shells. You get lettuce, onions, lemon and lime, sauces, cheese, and the chicken already.
Really?
That's fucking delicious. How much is it? It's like $13 or something, $13.49 or whatever.
Fuck.
I've been finding a lot of shit at Costco, dude, whatever. I'm just like, holy shit. I need
a membership. That sounds good.
Man, or just know somebody who got a car and just get, it's fucking delicious as hell, dude. Man. I think, what is it, like $50 a year or something like that?
Yeah,
that's a Yoon has a, his credit card has his Costco membership on, so they just, they just pay like that. I was like, that's two birds with one stone or whatever. I was like, shit, maybe I should get that or whatever and shit. But they also got, you've been to BB Go, right?
Hmm?
BB Go, they make also microwavable shit, whatever. They got this chicken bowl that you put in the microwave 5 minutes, dude. Yoon gave me this shit before we went drinking. You stab it with a fork because it's got like a little thing, ceramic foil around it. You stab it with a fork, so you get microwave 5 minutes. The soy sauce and everything, the vegetables in that motherfucker is delicious.
Yeah, really?
From microwave, too. That's
crazy.
But when he gave it to me, I was like, oh, this shit's gonna taste like shit, probably. The chicken in there is fucking good. There's a little bit of tofu in there, too, whatever. Just everything's in it, whatever. They got a fried rice one, too. Tear the bag up. Put it in the microwave 3 minutes. You don't even have to add shit. It's got chicken, sometimes shrimp or whatever and stuff like that. It's got everything in it. It's fucking delicious, dude. Costco's got a lot of fucking... I've been hooked on it lately. I just like them tacos, dude. Oh my god, I had those 2 days ago. Woo, man, I was mad. I was like, why the fuck are you talking about these tacos, man? Shit. I was like, they literally like the name. They're street tacos, man. Shoot.
Yeah,
it's dope as fuck. So if I can sell anybody on a fucking Costco card or whatever, I guess, hey, that's
so
much. That's the sale right there. Cause damn, I was looking at it. I was like, I gotta get my own Costco card.
11.8%. Yep, I'm feeling this shit. I haven't eaten shit today. I think it's chocolate, so.
I haven't ate anything either. Yeah, neither. Yeah, I mean, it's morning. I'm
feeling quite all right.
I was supposed to go to the store, people, this morning and do something, but Cody texts me by like 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. A little bit before 8, maybe, whatever.
Right.
My lazy ass. I was like, I got time. We'll do that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, a little thing. Yeah,
yeah. Batman Telltale took over that, and then I was like, 8:45. It's fine. Whatever.
I'll get to it.
I wasn't even dressed yet. I didn't brush my teeth. I ain't done shit, dude. I had a fucking tank top on and basketball shorts. I was sitting there with the headphones on, listening to the thing. I was just like, yep, Darina's off the list now.
Bye.
Yeah, goodbye. I was like, well, actually, I was listening to Collider Live.
Mm-hmm.
Christian went on a little rant about not being invited to...
Oh, not being invited. That's funny.
To Star Wars.
That's ironic. Not being invited.
Galaxy thing. I thought it was ironic, too, because I was like, now you know how that shit feels,
now
huh?
Now you know how that feels, motherfucker.
Yeah, when you don't invite the best in the world. I love it, too, because he did an interview talking about how the competition is so strong than any other year. I'm just like, Negro, please. It is at its weakest.
And we ain't even there yet.
Yeah, exactly. I'm about to say, it is at its weakest. Shit. Like, ain't that some shit right
now? He don't know
there.
Any better.
He really just don't.
He's like a little kid.
He's trying to pump his league up. I get what he's doing. His little marketing gimmick and stuff like that.
I get it.
It's not right or accurate. I'm sure his fanboys will kiss his ass on that, whatever, but not us, whatever.
Oh, Lord Harloff, you're so right. This is the greatest year ever. Season 6 of the Schmodown.
This is the best Schmodown
ever. Oh, my God.
These competitors are the best or whatever. I love it.
The competition has never been greater than today.
Half these people are. Yeah. Yay. Hey, happy birthday to you. Hey, you know, I'm Kimberly Frog here. I'm reporting live from Schmodown Studio in Burbank, California or whatever, where Team Spoilers is here. And right now, they just tore my legs off and eating them now. Frog legs are delicious. Yeah, exactly. Hand them back to your partner. Yeah. So, yeah, he didn't get invited to that, whatever. I did. I got a little comic book, and I got some shit out of it.
I'm wondering why you got that Star Wars comic.
Yeah.
I don't care about Star Wars.
No, I don't. You should have seen me, because I knew he couldn't get invited. I was like, yay! Because there's only, like, press people there and shit. I was like, yay, Galaxy's Edge! I didn't give a fuck about not a goddamn thing.
Did you read the comic?
No. I spent most of the time in the bar. Right. I was sitting, I was like, because they got a little cantina. I was like, yeah. They was like, we're going to ride? I was like, what ride? This is the ride.
Bullshit.
It did. I was like, and I read like a page, and I was just like, I'm done. So, you're not going to catch me in the Star Wars fandom shit right now. No.
Oh, sorry.
He went on a rant, and a lot of people called him, you know, entitled, you know. Personally for me, because he was talking about, you know, Jedi Council, you know, they'd been doing a show for, I think, 5 years or so like that. Pretty funny, you know, we've been doing ours for 7 years, and, you know, didn't get a schmo down anybody. But whatever, I don't hold no grudge, no, not petty at all. Not petty at all.
I'm in a bad podcast in L.A. or anything. You know?
Yeah, not like we represented L.A. or whatever. Not you guys. I know, because I know you ain't considering Burbank L.A., so, you know.
Yeah, that
yeah, you in the valley, bitch. Anyway. Somebody's going like, no, Burbank is that. Shut up. We didn't ask you.
We don't give a fuck.
We didn't ask you. Yeah, don't let details.
This ain't fucking L.A.
Don't let details ruin a great story here.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's talking about it, and people's giving him shit because he felt entitled and stuff. And I was like, fuck that. I know if I was doing something for Star Wars for 5 fucking years and we had these hits like this, shit, I better get invited. That ain't entitled. Shit, that's called a benefit for you. All these other people, no name people, got invited. So I'm just like, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, hell yeah, shit.
That doesn't make any sense. Don't they get like a press badges for the
how you get invited to Avengers? Yeah, thank you. Whatever. How you get invited to Endgame and premieres and stuff like that? But you can't get invited to
Galaxy's Edge.
I don't give a fuck if it is different people running this shit and stuff like that. Sense. So people, he came in last night or yesterday and apologized because he said he listened to the other side of it. And he said he does come off sound kind of entitled. And I was like, oh, you backtracking now? Don't do that. No, no, accept
you don't
it.
Do that.
You don't ever do it. We never backtrack here.
Backtrack.
Nah. We an asshole. Today, we'll be one tomorrow. Okay? And then the day after that, whatever. If we're going to be nice one day, we're going to be nice the next day, too. Maybe. Maybe.
It's a big fucking maybe.
Big maybe. Fuck everyone in the world. Okay? Including the man upstairs.
Because
man upstairs, I got something to tell your ass or whatever. You really fucking hate me, don't you? He really fucking doesn't like me.
Did he do something else?
He did do something else or whatever. We're going to talk about it. We're going to get into that. So, Christian, stand your ground. In that segment, stand your ground. Do what you do best. You keep talking that shit. I loved it. I enjoyed it. I was like, yeah, let your pettiness.
Yes, let the pettiness and hate
it feel. Now you know how we feel when you don't invite us, bitch. Anyway. Anyway, yes, he did do something else. So, we had an influence on iTunes and Apple and all that stuff.
That's right.
Podcast.
That's right.
We canceled that shit, basically.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I can drink this all fucking day.
It's delicious, man. Delicious fucking beer. Delicious.
And you know, the thing is, I've never deemed this as my favorite beer. And it easily could be in that top three.
Oh, yeah. But Firestone, they always come with the heat, though.
That's why I was shocked. My brother is...
They always been one of the best breweries. They're still one of the best breweries today.
You know, my brother said he never had it before. I was kind of like, man, I felt like they were more of like a general brewery. I was like, I felt like everyone has had craft brews, like had it.
It's only hard to find.
Yeah, because when we went to Liquor Mart Whittier, I was like, dude, they're like boxes of this shit. And I'm like, there's one in Redondo Beach. They got like a whole set of them. I was like, it's not hard to find. I was like, I can't believe you never had it.
It's well priced. These were like, that's what about like
11 bucks, 14 bucks.
14 bucks each? Yeah, about 14 bucks. Yeah.
So we had an influence on that podcast. Or should I save this story for the next beer?
Save the next beer.
Let's do the next beer then.
Pour the next one. Let's pour the 2018 vintage right now, people. The 22nd anniversary L. Firestone Walker.
God damn, that beer was so fucking good. Shit. Shit.
This has similar colors to the Cheetah bottle from last week. Yeah. Similar. Not exactly the same.
Yeah, it's close enough. Yeah. Gold and white. Cheetah hasn't forgave you neither, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Your
Cheetah.
Back on it.
Not my fault. JB brought up the crest. I just had to follow suit, man. To be honest. Not my fault.
Cody think he's slick, too, people. He been, like, talking about, hey, man, listen to the Whiskey Week, like, every day this week now. Because he's like, I'm trying to get mowed at Cheetah. He ain't slick, Nero.
You noticed.
We had a good episode last week. Our longest episode. We have a good episode right now. It's going to be a good June month, whatever. Yes, I don't know about next week for cocktails.
We're going to find out.
We're going to find out.
Fun out of the way.
Yeah.
All righty. So.
I put them glasses back on.
Yeah,
hold on. Cody, you know those glasses ain't got no lenses in them, right?
It's about the look, sir. Not about functionality, it's about the look.
Why you got an R. Kelly mask under there? Coming to my hotel.
All right, this one has 44% of Sticky Monkey.
You know he pleads not guilty, by the way.
Didn't he get more accusations for some other shit that just came out?
He pleads not guilty to 11 to him.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry to cut you off.
That was fine. Y'all into that motherfucker. Come on, man. Just give up.
Dude. Everybody. Is there anyone saying it wasn't him?
How many people hate you that much to be conspiring against you? Like, come on, man. Like, for real.
Remember when he posted that tweet about going to Wakanda when Black Panther came out? And then people was like, nigga, we don't want your ass here. They was like, hell no. Nah, we need to protect our little girls here. Yeah. They said the Dormammu will fuck you up, dude.
That's why we're kind of cut off from the world.
He's the opposite of Michael B. Jordan. He's worse.
Oh, this was interesting. All right, so 44% of this beer is Sticky Monkey, the Central Coastal Quad.
Wow, 44%?
Yeah.
Shit, what was the previous one, the other one?
This one.
Sorry to make you look back in the previous.
That was
low, wasn't it?
For Sticky Monkey?
Yeah, it was 14%, wasn't it?
17% Sticky Monkey.
Holy shit, that's a huge jump then.
Yeah.
That's a huge fucking
this
jump.
One, that one was 42% Velvet Merkin.
So it must be low on the Velvet Mercury.
Yeah, man. So this one, so 44% Sticky Monkey, 22% Parabola, 22% Bravo, and this is where it changes up a bit. It has 7% El Dorado, but it's Rum Barrel El Dorado.
Ooh.
And it has 5% El Dorado, but also Gin Barrel El Dorado. So it's Rum Barrel and Gin Barrel El Dorado.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So this is going to be
take my statement back. From earlier. I like Jim Barrow. Barrow's
this is
going delicious.
To be fascinating.
Jim Barrow's really fucking delicious. Oh, my God.
All righty, so let's pour this bad boy up.
Oh, my God, here. See, I just got a question. Anybody out there find R. Kelly innocent? Please respond to us. I have not seen not a one person defend his ass, other than the woman that bailed him out of jail.
I really hope not.
It's got like that amber color.
Yeah.
That amber chocolate color.
Yeah, it actually is a little more amber than the last one.
I smart, Cody. I know alcohol.
You colors?
Yeah, I know colors. Yeah. I had a 42 crayon box. I was drawing with the bag. I was like, ooh, look at that. Oh, yeah, every last drop. Who are these last drop? Let me in. Yeah, it does got like that amber red color going. Mm-hmm. Got my thinking cap on here. Because I need a haircut.
Yeah, I think this one's like a tiny bit clearer than the...
Oh, yeah, it's way clearer than the other one was.
Yeah.
That's what I liked about the other one. I was like, I thought... But the amber color is beautiful.
Very nice color.
It's beautiful.
Already different.
Yeah, it's completely fucking different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not even nowhere near the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you get a bit more alcohol on this
one. Yeah, it's way more alcohol.
Yeah.
You're not even getting the same... I'm not getting the same flavors as last one.
Yeah, I still...
I like the smell of the 2017 barrel.
Yeah. I get still get the barrel. The
barrel is the first thing that pops up.
Yeah, barrel.
I'm trying to figure out, is that the previous smell I'm getting, or... That waters this out pretty...
I do, yeah. That vanilla.
Yeah, the vanilla. There's a little bit of mocha in there, though.
You get mocha?
Yeah. But I'm trying to figure that. Like, is that from the previous pour I had?
Yeah, because I don't get any coffee.
I should have just fucking poured it.
I just get probably these barrel and alcohol.
I should have just got four glasses instead of fucking two. I knew this was going to happen or whatever. I was like, I should just grab four or whatever and shit. Because I was like, no matter how much I water this shit out.
Oh, wait. I just had a little fruit note there.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, are you getting some kind
like a
dried fruit or whatever?
Yeah. It's like creeped up a little bit.
Like a dry mango or something.
Kind of like a raspberry sort of thing going on.
Funny enough, I have raspberry bitters.
That's weird. Yeah.
It's some kind of berry.
Yeah. So you really get that synonymous with a stout.
This one's difficult for me. I'm not gonna lie. This one's really hard for me. I can't. Because I'm still...
Significant alcohol, barrel to vanilla. Like I said, there's some fruit, like berry note.
Because I'm trying to differentiate between the last one. Because I think I still smell a little bit of the last one. I'm like going
maybe.
Like a little
it's
bit
of
like
hanging on the top of the glass.
Yeah, it is. That's the reason why. Because I can smell it right at the top of the glass. So I'm trying to put my whole fucking nose in the glass. We're using classic beer glasses here, people. We should have a beer chugging contest, one day.
Oh, shit, be dead with this shit.
Yeah.
I'm
Kudos to you've seen her before. Follows me on Instagram, Crafty Lady.
Oh yes, yes.
She chugs beer like nobody other. Like, I ain't gonna lie, that shit is fucking sexy as fuck. Awesome. Okay. Oh, no. Yeah. Like, when I see that, I go like,
oh, this one's 12.7%. So that's why, you know, okay, alcohol legs on there.
It's like, why is her chugging that beer turning me on? Like, what's going on here?
Hot chick drinking craft beer?
Yeah. I mean, that's normal ever. These days. Yeah. I find it funny now when people are like, yeah, you drink beer or whiskey or whatever. It's like, yeah, they drink more than y'all do. Yeah. You drink shit. This one's really hard for me. Yeah. I mean, because I'll get a lot of the alcohol notes or whatever, but I think I'm still sniffing off the tip of this glass from the previous one, too. I fucked up, people. But I am getting that barrel and the dry. I'm getting that berry fruit for sure. Berry.
Yeah.
Either a raspberry or a pomegranate.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I think it's coming in more clear now. Okay. It must be wearing off now.
Oh. I don't know where this is coming from, that berry note.
Yeah, because berry, you didn't read that shit off.
No. It might be from one of these barrels. It like could be gin in the rum barrel.
Could be a different one of these barrels. Yeah. Like I'm pouring the liquid closer to my nose instead of sniffing through the glass, so it's coming out more. Damn, that alcohol hit me right in the fucking. Yeah. Holy shit!
Yeah, that fruit berry is.
Holy shit! Like, that really did hit right there.
Yeah, I'm getting a ton of that now. It's just all berry.
Yeah.
Once it airs out a little bit,
dude, it's all berry. The closer the shit goes to your nose, or whatever.
This smells, I liked it now, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it smells way fucking. Yeah, yeah, let me sip this shit now.
Yeah, cheers. Yep, flavor too.
Yeah. That's true. It really is in the flavor too. Yeah.
I think that might be the gin barrel. Or the rum, I don't know.
It could be a spice rum. They don't say it on there.
They don't specify.
Because spice rum does have like fruit and berries and shit like that. Because
I've definitely tasted it.
But it doesn't say. I mean, we can crack open that Kraken and see. Shit. We can sniff that. The best thing about these beers is what you smell is what you get, mm-hmm. Definitely, whatever. I think
exactly what you get.
Since my glass was already fucked up, it's easier for me to taste it now than it was the smell on it.
I think the mouthfeel on this one is a bit lighter.
Definitely, I don't understand. Yeah, I was gonna say, like, it feels lighter though.
Yeah, it's been more like, it's not watery, but it's lighter.
No, well, I think what the 2017 edition too is because it was so much darker. It's heavier a little bit, whatever. It carries out the almost to the same percentage of alcohol that this one does, or whatever. Well, not alcohol, but as far as depth to it, because you know people love depth.
Yeah,
because this one, man, in a red cape.
The finish, it has a quick finish. The 2017 lingered much longer.
Mm-hmm. What would you pair this with?
I don't know. Let me try with this chocolate.
Try chocolate. Yeah.
Off the top of my head, what I would pair this with, though.
Because as soon as I sipped this, I was like,
that's a good question.
I don't think I'd pair this with the chocolate.
No.
Not at all.
I'll try it, but.
Try it. I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
What are you thinking? But he's still chewing on the chocolate and he's just sipping it at the same time, whatever. He's
like, well, works well with chocolate.
Roman.
Works well.
What does it do? Does it make it stand out a little bit more? Sticks it out? It add to the finish a little bit?
Hold on.
Let me try that. Okay. You stuck the whole chocolate in your mouth, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's funny.
Yeah, for me, I don't know, it's just my palate, my taste.
You might
still my pear shit just brings out the alcohol more.
You still might have the previous chocolate still in there, too.
It's doing similar things to the last time I paired it with the 2017.
Yeah, so that's the problem with this barrel whiskey shit, people, when you do that shit. You gotta do different glasses and all kinds of shit.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't pair this with chocolate because it masks all the like the berry notes and shit from gin barrel that is. So I probably wouldn't pair it with chocolate.
I wouldn't pair this with chocolate.
Yeah.
I'm already, as soon as it hit the glass, whatever.
Yeah, but a good question. I don't know what to pair this beer with, though.
Fruit, probably.
That'd be cool, like a fruit plate.
I would not pair this with chocolate.
No,
this didn't. Wow, this is completely fucking different. Mm-hmm. Still good.
That's still good. Yeah, just not my.
That raspberry is hitting that. I don't like raspberry in my fucking chocolate, man. Don't put fruit in my fucking. You tricking me? Shit. The finish. No, it's not. It's not. It's not as great as that last one on the mm-hmm. the chocolate, whatever.
So, yeah,
it's adding something to it. But it's not a good added feature as far as enhancing it, whatever. Away.
Yeah, it takes away from.
I think it masks too much of what is going on.
It takes away from the beer instead of where the previous 2017 bottle it adds enhances it to it, but this one no, it's not doing it at all. I think get a fruit platter,
like a or like some
sort a berry of, platter.
No,
what you got?
Lemon meringue pie.
No, shut up, Coach. I have apple pie in the refrigerator a little. So. you wanna grab that pie?
I'll do the honors.
And two forks, real quick. Like, I have a little apple pie in there. Whatever you want. Somebody gave me that for the birthday or whatever.
Right here.
Yeah, it's like the only thing I got in that fridge. I ain't go to the store. I know people probably saying, "You say you going to the store last week? I forgot." I kind of forgot a little bit, you know. So, people, we're going to try this with an apple pie. It's not close to a berry, but it's the only fruit I got in the house so far right now.
Something I'm going like an apple tart, something like that.
Maybe it'll enhance it a little bit. I don't know.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. All right. So, I'll pick that apple there. Dang. What do you want to do? You want to sip it first and take the apple?
I'm sip it.
You sip it first and take an apple, and then I'll take the apple first and sip it and see if there's any difference. Or should we just do both? I'm going to give a fuck. Okay, I'm gonna eat the apple first. It's cold, people, so bear with me. It's definitely different. It tastes way different from that chocolate. It's hitting me more because I swallowed the apple first and then took a sip. It's in the finish. It's hitting all my back taste buds right now. Whatever. What are you getting right now? Because you ate it first and then sipped it.
Oh, yeah, it amplifies. It's all,
yeah, so it's all fruit the then.
Yeah.
Okay. It ain't this fruit, but it's a fruit.
That works better than chocolate, for sure.
Yeah, so I wish we had some fucking berries now or something like that, because goddamn, hold on. Let me get some more of that apple. Hold on. Here, go ahead. Thank you. What did you do first? You sipped it first.
I sipped.
And then took
it. I sipped it and left it in my mouth.
Okay.
And then I put the apple.
Then you put the apple
and
in.
Swallowed it down
again. Put it down. Huh.
So let me try the apple first. And then we'll sip.
Oh my God. It's like a fucking beer-infused apple pie. This is completely different from the first time I did this. This does not taste the same from the first time I did this. So, when you leave the apple in your mouth and then sip it, the beer infuses with the apple, whatever, and it goes in. So, when you bite into the apple, it bursts into your mouth and shit like this. So, it's hitting more taste buds, whatever. I think I like...
And this is interesting, yeah. That might work. People, I would like to try this like some sort of...
People, we're professional alcoholics here. Okay. We don't fuck around.
No, we don't.
How many alcohol shows you know done some shit like this?
I'd love to try some berry something with this.
We might have to come back to this.
Yeah.
Get some berries. We really need to... Apparently, we're going to be doing grocery shopping a lot.
This really going to turn into a fucking food podcast.
Yeah, this really going to turn to
a food podcast. I'm just ahead of the game. Like, you motherfuckers know.
Well, to be fair, we are the only ones that do this.
True.
How many whiskey drinking podcasts you know that matches their food with their drinks? Not all of them. By the way, when we end this, I want you to listen to something real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Homegirl's trying to tell me. Why don't y'all have y'all intros like this? Listen to this podcast. They funny. I was like, it's just some random shit he just blurted that never came back in the show.
Well, okay.
I hate that shit. I can't stand it.
Getting recommendations from somebody that's not you or me?
Yes. People, I hate to tell you this, but we don't want you. This is for us, really. Yeah. This is for us to drink. Yeah. Yeah, we did that previously. We don't want. Well, we didn't even do that previously. Never mind. we never done that.
Doing
our show. Okay, so do we need this fruit is working, but I think something I think better.
It's different.
Yeah.
Different fruit. Yeah.
A different fruit, I think, would enhance this much better. This. It's working, but it's not. I don't think it's pulling out all the flavors of this.
Man, it's real. I'm trying like a cheesecake or something like that, like a berry infused cheesecake.
Man, this is. I would just like pour this motherfucker. like slurp that shit or whatever.
That'd be
like,
badass.
It's really when you add the apple in your mouth, it really fucking infuses the apple. Yeah, right. That's fucking crazy right there. That's delicious as shit though. So people, you're hearing it right here.
So I guess going further now on Whiskey and Beer Week, we need to start like talking about it more, like what we're going to do as far as food and drinking wise, whatever, if we're going to do more feud shit. Because, hold on, let me get started. People, calm down. It's our third month here. Yes. We're still
chill.
We're figuring things out here.
Chill.
As we go along. Freeze. Jesus Christ. Who fucked our arm so hard to give a fuck?
It's the freeze. I
don't give a fuck if he was a hot actor at that time. Like, you must be high on fucking crack if you thought, like, oh, I'm going to put Mr. Freeze
in. You know what's bad? The animated series is out at that time. And that had, like, the best Mr. Freeze ever.
That's he story. Is the best Mr. Freeze ever.
Yeah, it is the best Mr. Freeze ever.
And then Burnley is the best Batman ever.
Yeah, it is.
Let's not even play ground.
Fuck that up. It's like, you had to tip it right there. And you do this shit.
Man, we need to do, like, a 90s cartoon episode or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Pull out some 90s X-Men. Alcohol or whatever.
X-Men,
Spider-Man, Power Rangers, whatever. Shit. I guess Pokemon, too. That Pokemon came out in 99. Whatever. Anime included Sailor Moon and shit like that.
Dragon Ball Z.
Open houses. No. You ain't give me buying that house. I'm broke already. You want another one? Yeah. Hey, we heard you in the market, baby. No, text me that shit.
One of his brothers in one of these black movies you watch. Limited amounts of money and shit. Buy whatever the fuck they want.
Nah, I'm broke. I ain't like them.
Ain't that fantasy shit?
At 30, shit, I'm 31 now. At 31 years old, I never had to watch my budget more so than now. Whatever. Like, holy shit. You remember when you first met me? Fuck it.
Spin, bitch.
it's like, whatever. Hey, whatever.
Now you got responsibilities.
Yeah. House and shit. It's like, shit, the IRS comes after us. It's like, oh. I actually look out for the future now. Mm-hmm. Shit, like, before, it was like, fuck all that. Shit.
Oh, baby, about the day.
Remember when we got kicked out of that bar and I was like, and I got that $500 deposit, right? It was like, this shit needs to go away tonight. I only got more rent.
It has been like $50.
Now it's like, hey, let's keep this at a limit. Hold on now. I look at this now. Hold on. Shit. I'm independent contractor.
Like, double check those receipts and
shit. Yeah, sorry. I never kept a receipt for. Oh, shit. So this is working.
It works.
This is working. God damn it, I wish I had more fruit. I wish a store lived across the street from me. I'd be like, hold this podcast real quick, Cody.
Awesome. Shit.
Yeah, that girl right goes. There's a liquor store next door, but ain't got no fruit up in that motherfucker. But this is working. Mm-hmm. But I don't think to its full potential.
No.
There's a potential in this drink with a fruit somewhere. And we're going to crack that motherfucker one day.
Oh, we will. I'm keeping this in my head. Firestone 22.
Mm-hmm. Because the chocolate didn't work.
No.
It's okay. It doesn't make it bad. It kind of stays simplistic, and it kind of, I would say, I don't want to say ruin the taste of the alcohol, because it doesn't ruin it or whatever. It's still there or whatever, but I think it dilutes it a little bit more, and it's just like, I don't want the alcohol diluted. I want it to blend well, like the chocolate did with the 2017 or whatever and stuff. But the fruit here, this is working.
Yeah.
It's just apple, though. It's not working fully or whatever. So we definitely have to come back to this here, and I would say the more I eat this pie, the more I enjoy this, though.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, like every sip I take after I eat a piece of the pie or whatever, I'm like, yeah, it gets better. So, it's a berry flavor then.
Yeah, that's nice.
I don't know if it's the fruit or I don't know if it's the beer or something. I don't know where the fuck that fruit's coming. It's got to be the barrel.
It can't be one of those barrels. The rum or the gin.
That's the thing about barrel bourbon or beer or anything like that. You never know what you might get to have a specific bourbon. Because there was a Blanton's I had from a bourbon, straight from the barrel. I did not like that shit.
No, yeah.
But that's my favorite Blanton's over there, shit. Because obviously something wrong with that was wrong with that barrel. So I'm just like, I don't know. I got a Blanton's Gold.
Yo, that's true. It could just be off barrel. You don't know.
Someone was telling me,
but it works.
Johnny Pentglass. We talked about him last week, him and his lovely wife, whatever and shit. He had a, I think it was a Blanton's Gold. Water got into that barrel. He said it tasted so fucking excellent. Like, it did something on the side. He was telling me the story. It was a great fucking story. Bring his ass on here or whatever, tell a story.
And like the water got into it, and it kind of like, you know, melded into with the barrel and stuff, and it made it taste so much better. I was like, yeah, that sounds fucking incredible or whatever.
Interesting.
But, you know, when you pour water into bourbon and shit like that.
Yeah, it opens
that,
it up a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, didn't do that for us on one of the Four Roses, but then again, we were about four drinks in already. So. Was that the same episode we did the beer? Yeah, see nope. That? We'll come back to the water.
You remember we had like double shots?
Oh, because we didn't have. Did we have a jigger at that time? No, so I was just pouring that shit in the glass. Oh, that was a bad. Oh, yeah. Jesus. Jesus fucking Christ. When we start that Patreon, I'm telling you. It's the only thing I haven't deleted on my laptop yet. I'm like,
yeah.
Somebody's going to enjoy this. Damn sure it wasn't me or Cody listening to this. Cody, especially being the beer dude, I'm glad that was his week, not mine. Because holy shit. Completely. And it was to legendary, still going today. We did that 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
That brewery we had from that brand, still popular as fuck right now. Still going strong, hard. Yeah. And we fucked that all up. I don't want to say his name right now.
I want to redo that. I don't want to redo that one day.
Yeah, because we fucked that up. Everybody that posts on Instagram about beer, it's always about that brand.
Hmm? Like they're one of the best.
Once again, I don't want to say the brand. Shit. Yeah. I don't want to spoil that shit. But when we start paging on there, I'm going to take this apple from your ass. No, that's all right, sitting no, there. No, wait. That's all sitting there. There's
plenty to go around.
Mm-hmm. I like how we just tore the apples out of the mouth.
I'm gutted this motherfucker.
A fucking surgical operator and shit. Mm. It's crazy because when you drink the beer, it hits the back of your teeth all like kind of warm. But when you eat the apple pie, it cools it down. And then you take another sip of the beer and it just like blends in or whatever.
I love keeping all the shit in the middle of your mouth, just mixing it together.
So is it the citrus of the berry then?
Nah, I don't think so. I think it would be more the apple. It's more apple pie has more like acidity to it than
that's
like
true,
a, like
I a guess berry. So, yeah, than a berry or whatever. I'm trying to figure out what is like. I'm not a berry expert, people here. Well, so.
Me neither, but I just know.
What is the shit that's in the berry that's like squirting out and shit like that? Because it's not, like I said, it's not a citrus or whatever. Yeah. So. We're a fucking alcohol podcast, not a fucking fruit podcast. Yeah.
You're no fruit expert.
I know somebody listened last week, so I was like, that is a mandarin tangerine plant right there, okay, that you're smelling. It's not a fucking fluorescent light. Excuse me, flower expert.
Trying to get in the ballpark at least.
Fuck. You know there's like a flower.
We're shop. Learning.
It's a flower shop owner going bitch. Like, that is a purple violet yes. right now. That is not a goddamn orchid.
Yeah.
You fucked up, JB. I have faith in you.
I want to go around smelling fucking flowers all day.
I will not be giving you a deal on my flowers. On sale for Father's Day. I should take my father
Black a flower. Blacklisting your podcast.
I should give my dad a flower for Father's Day.
You should.
Should be hilarious. He'd be like, what the fuck? I don't want this shit.
Slaps your ass.
Probably would.
What the hell you doing?
What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, all the shit I give you for your shit and you give me a fucking flower or whatever? Actually, he'd probably blowtorch that shit or whatever.
Oh shit.
My dad at my mom's house got like this little war room. Turned my old brother's room into like a war room, whatever and shit. Basically, it's all his shit. Because he goes like fishing and shit like that. Like, goes and takes his boat out, go fishing and stuff. I heard this loud blowtorch noise, whatever. I was like, what the fuck was that? And mom's looking at me, she's like, your dad in there lighting something up, whatever. She's like, you want to go see? I was like, kind of don't, whatever. I was like, I feel like if cops ever kicked down the door here, they'd be like, we need to expect this for terrorist shit or something like that. Open the door. This motherfucker got a... I've never seen a bong this fucking big. This is probably the hugest... He had to stand up to smoke from this shit or whatever and stuff. On the bed.
Oh, right on.
Stands up, whatever and shit. On the on the little futon that's in there, whatever and shit. With a blowtorch in his hand because he ain't got a lighter. Blowtorch. And he's lighting the fucking bong up going... And he looks over at up. What? He's
like... Wow.
He's like, close the door. <It's> like...
Right on.
That's why people always ask me, it's like, oh, where your dad's Japanese? Where is he from? So I was like, Compton. Does he know Japanese? I was like, no.
I know your dad gets down like that, man.
Speaks niggerish. He says, I remember when I was young, he used to drop the N-word more than I did. I was just like, God damn, he's like hood as fuck. Mom says, like, yeah, I wish I knew most of this because I wouldn't have married him. Yeah, he heavily gets down. I remember the longest he tried to tell my sister or whatever, like, smoking a cigarette.
She got old enough to finally realize, like, hey, no cigarettes. Like, one time we had a boxer, mm-hmm. ate his plant. That dog was never the same again.
Oh, your dad and my dad has a lot in common.
That dog was never the fuck. And he knows how to manipulate my ass, too. Because he had, like, a little fucking, you know, he goes on fishing trips. He goes on yachts and shit like that to go fishing and stuff. He shows me, got the new MacBook Pro that just came out, whatever. Mm-hmm. Gave it to me. I'm thinking, like, damn, you just give me, you know, he's like, I don't know how to work it. You can have it, whatever. He gives it to me. I'm looking at him like, there's something to it. He's like, look at the, he's showing me the videos of him fishing and all the big ass fish. He catch some huge ass fish. And I'm like, as long as you cook that shit and make it for me, I'm fine. He's like, let's see what you can do with your editing skills. I was like,
oh, shit.
And then he smiles, walks out the door, and I just look at him going, like, this motherfucker just gay. You ain't slang doing your work. Let me just look at it real quick. Next thing you know, I'm editing videos. Because he's got like 20 of them. I'm trying to make a 5-minute video out of 20 videos and shit going. I'm sitting there, and which I'm thinking I'm about to leave mom's house in 30 minutes. No, I'm there for fucking till midnight going like, okay, yeah.
This shit just right.
Yeah, it's perfect now. Hold on. Let me get like the backdrop in there. The music's got to be right now. Hold on. Yeah.
I don't know how that goes.
Yeah, it was a pain in the ass. Yeah. And then when I finished and I got in the car and went home, I was like, that motherfucker.
He played me.
Tricked me.
Play like a fucking fiddle.
But it looked good, though.
I made that shit right.
I showed him. I make this look good. Speaking of, I make this look good. Men in Black marketing has been great.
Yeah.
Been good so far. Yeah. And so the only reason why I bring that up is because Tessa Thompson, man.
Yeah.
Add her on the list.
I thought she was already on the list.
She was, but shit. You know, add her twice.
Tessa Thompson times two.
That woman is... You think Thor is fucking that?
Ain't he married?
Yeah, no, that matter. Like, she probably saying...
I mean,
she probably saying, boy, you better fuck that. Yeah, go ahead.
That's true. Yeah, they're a celebrity. He's Chris Hemsworth. Yeah, I guess that makes
sense. Man, I mean... They got so much chemistry together working together. It's just like, yeah.
Yeah, they gotta be fucking...
There's something going on. Like, something going on.
Yeah, that chemistry's too good.
But Tessa Thompson, dude, is she getting hotter every fucking movie she does? Is that possible?
For her, yes.
Okay then. Wow. Yeah, so just throw her in a... Where do I meet her at?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Because, man, that woman... Like, don't get me wrong, she looked great in Creed. Looks good. Ragnarok, huh? He's like, yeah. And then you looking at these little promos, man. But he's like, shit, sign, tell my soul. Mm-hmm. Get rid of it. Take it. Just take it, girl.
Have it.
You can take it all. She is just a beacon of hope for humanity.
Yes, she is.
A life, humanity, whatever. And all beings. You know that little alien fuck want to fuck her. Came out that big ass head. He's like, I'm going to stick this whole head in her. Like, be looking all up in them walls.
That's Tessa Thompson right there? Okay.
Yeah, you right. Get on your knees and call her queen. Shit. Man, if I came home to that every night, dude, you'd never see me again.
I know.
Yeah, you'd never see me. Hey, JB, you want to record, man? But like, I don't know you.
Man, I was perusing the internet. Mm-hmm. The other day, I found the Latin Paula Patton. I swear to God. Let me it's like pull this shit up.
That's scary. That's scary.
Why don't I show you this?
That's some scary shit right there, Cody.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on, let me see if I pull this up right now.
What, is she a model or anything like that?
No, she's on some show. Might be, I don't know. Some show, that show Luther.
Oh, that BBC show?
Yeah. I like scroll like forums and shit. They're trying like, man, who should be the new Catwoman and shit? Like,
yeah, same here. I do that, too.
Possibilities. Like,
so basically, they stole your idea and just made her Latin.
Yeah, let me say a fine.
So you need to sue their asses, what you're saying? Because Cody's been saying that before he even started reviewing movies with me. So,
here she is, right here. This girl right here, Imbar Lavi. I don't know. She might not be Latin. I don't know, but that chick.
Oh my God!
Yeah, there's other pictures too. Let me see if I can find her.
Oh, she's moving in that photo.
Yeah, it's a GIF.
Holy shit! That is
how you pronounce it.
You know how hard it was to hand you that phone back? I almost dropped this fork.
Nah, there's other pictures, too. Let me hold on. Let me see if I can find this shit.
I love this pie. That motherfucker. That motherfucker destroyed. Because you know what I originally was going to do, Cody? I was going to bring breakfast to both of us. But,
that's the other Paula. Yeah. I saw that. I was like, Jesus Christ.
I love the Michael B. Jordan photo, a GIF under it. You move it like, man. Like, it is like, it's like a perfect gift for him, though. Look at his gift. Yeah. Like, he's looking like, shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Bar Levy. I don't know what race she is, but damn.
Remember I told you that story? Somebody said Paula Patton ain't all that.
Fuck
what
you.
The fuck wrong with that person, man?
You got this fucking planet.
I like that movie she was in with Michael Ealy and Kevin Hart. That's a good movie. I don't remember that movie at all except for her. She destroyed the movie.
Yeah.
She literally, dropped a bomb on me.
Yeah, when she walked across that table, when she crawled across the table, I was like, oh,
yeah, you
shit.
Said walk. I was like, she crawled. Yeah, she got them knees.
Oh, well.
Women, I hate to tell you this. Would never, ever cheat on you. Never, ever do that. That's wrong. You should never do that. But if that walks through my apartment and it's crawling that flow, all bets off handle. You should, if you find out, you should just be like, I understand. Because that shit right there, I was like, oh, Michael. Oh. Mm-mm. I mean, he got a fine girl he's seeing right now, and he's trying to play it cool, but I was like, Michael. And Cody was pissed off because they didn't do a stunt double for that scene. Right? He's like,
they didn't call my ass.
He up. In the background going, hey, wait a minute, you need a stunt for this scene. And you sitting in the background, they didn't call you up for this, and I'm looking going like, did that not just stop the whole movie, though?
Yeah, it did.
Like, it literally stopped the whole movie. I can't even get words out right now.
There are no fucking words.
I don't even remember the rest of the movie after that scene.
No, it doesn't matter.
She tried to play like she was drunk. I don't even remember the name. Was it About Last Night?
I think it was.
Yeah, About Last Night, the remake of the white version. Mm-hmm. But there were Gina Hall in too, right?
Yes.
She was Kevin Hart. Jesus fucking Christ. Okay. Oh, ain't nothing better than a movie like this. What was that shitty movie Paula Patton was in? She was a stewardess. And she was going on dates, multiple dates and shit like that. That one I reviewed in 2013 or whatever. It had Christina Milian, Lala.
I forgot the name of it.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, I forgot.
I remember my co-host at the time was like, you better not give this a pass. I was just like, it's hard, man. It's really hard, man. It's like every time a door opened, there was another fine black woman on the side and just like, what are they doing to me right now? I was like, I want to give this a fuck it. But Jesus Christ. I was like, every sequence is like just finer and Lala. Oh! How is Carmelo hitting that at the time? Whatever. I was like, I don't understand this. Whatever. And then when she goes to her neighbor, Paula's neighbor. Paula Patton's neighbor. It's Christina Milian. She opens the knocking on the door. Hey. Opens the door. It's Christina. He's just like... He's like, everything breaks down inside. He's like, that's her neighbor? Oh, my God. You wouldn't know which door to knock on. You'd be confused. You'd run out the motherfucker. You'd be like screaming, hollering, help! Help! Who all is the last drop? And he'd say, yeah! you'd have a conflicted personality. You'd just be like, door A or B?
Okay, but telltale decision. Just get the timer.
Timer's break. And then when you don't choose in time, that shit just, you walk away. You're like, no! I thought you'd get both if you don't choose. I was like, oh, that's fucked up, actually. Yeah. Damn. Ooh, can you imagine if that was you? Okay, you lived here. And Paula Patton this side and Christina Milian this side.
Oh, Lord. Why are you doing this to me right now? Jesus Christ.
What? You wouldn't know which way to go. You'd be acting like you locking your door for the longest. They gonna walk out? No, like, you'd be throwing shit on their front porch. But just, that's hers. Ring door. Hey, I saw this. Maybe it was yours.
That would be the ultimate cliffhanger right there. It's like, doing a show. That'd be the ending. By that telltale bar, the little timer.
Damn.
And the show goes off right before the timer ends.
It'd be like that movie Don John when Scarlett Johansson went to her place.
Yeah.
And left John just standing. Mm-hmm. Joe's going to let just stand there, and he was looking like. Like, could you imagine if you see, like, a random dude going to their place? You'd be like, that mother? You'd interrupt that shit every day. Yeah. He'd be like, hey, just wanted to see if you got your mail today. Talking about, your mail got delivered to me. Your name is crossed out, and you put my name on there. It's like, I didn't write that.
That wasn't me.
That wasn't me. That must have been the mailman. I thought this was yours or whatever.
It's crazy. I don't know that.
Yeah, yeah. If you ever want to come over and sort through your mail or something,
it's kind of a dumb shit.
Look worse. Yes. Okay, how about this? Christina Milian, then Paula Patton, Sanaa Lathan,
and Lala, right?
You son of a bitch.
You in the middle of like all 40s.
God damn it.
Holy shit, dude. Like, you never leave your place again.
Like Jordan Peele and that Key Peele sketch.
You'd be constantly looking out that door hole, like. And then, like, making it convenient when you walk out, too. You're like, oh, shit, hold on. Hey, how's it going? Hey, just doing laundry. Mm-hmm. Where's your bag at? It's already in the washer. It's
light load.
There. It's the clothes I'm wearing now.
Yeah, no pun intended.
You be doing random shit with your shirt off and stuff like that, just trying to show off and shit. Yeah. Just be like, stand. Oh, just catching the sun, you know, just catching it all, whatever, flexing, constantly just doing that. Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious.
Let me end the show now by talking about the Lord himself.
Lord God,
because we're finished here, people. Christ. It's a wrap. We're done with the beer. We even tore this pie up.
Killed it.
We killed the chocolate.
Sell some left.
Whatever.
Died a good amount.
Yeah, I like it. We just killed that. So I was like, oh, Cody made a good apple right there. Let me take that. So God, remember, so we talked about Apple on iTunes and stuff last week, and then, so enough, Apple sent a little email out talking about they changed some stuff and whatever, and blah, 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 whatever it may be, right?
Right.
So then, we talked about Shenmue. Showed you a trailer and everything, right, Cody? It just got delayed.
I saw that. It's a good thing, though.
It's a good thing.
Making the game better.
Up to November.
Making the game better. It's going to come out in August, right?
Yeah.
August? He'll be alright. Was it, what, 2 months? 2.5 months?
So we were talking about last week about, like, ain't no good games right now, but I was like, at least I got August. It's 2 more months. Come on,
man. He'll be alright.
And then the Lord heard that and said, oh, you having a good time?
Oh, you looking forward to that Shenmue game, huh?
Uh-huh. I don't want you being excited right now.
That trilogy. Oh, okay. I see.
Let's go ahead and make some delays real quick. Yeah. And I saw that right after we just literally talked about it, and I was just like, what's your beef with me, son? But I even did this to him. I was like, hold on. I was like, I run the jewel in his jewels. Ass, whatever. I was like, what's your beef with me, son? Like, I don't understand this. What did I do to you? I mean, it could have been that thing where someone said, someone told me this. Because, you know, like, Egypt has, like, a lot of terrorist shit that tend to go on and stuff like that. And I said, it ain't fucking with me. There's a lot of white people on that bus. Nah, I'm not white. So I ain't gonna worry about that. Ain't a single brother on that bus right there. She said to me, as long as you let God in your heart, he'll watch over you, whatever. And I mumbled in my breath. I said, God don't give a flying fuck about me, and he ain't gonna protect me. Okay, nope. Like, what the fuck? If anything, he'd be the reason why the plane goes down in the first fucking place, okay? Shit. And if that plane does go down, I'm going to be like, stewardess, that Johnny Walker you had, that's adding one. Yeah, you can bring that back down here now. Let's go ahead and go finish this real quick. So it could be that. I understand. You don't have to be a dick about it, though, and run, push my Shenmue game back. Like, what's wrong with you, dude? Now, Cody's right. Yeah, it'd be for the better. Remember, it was a long-ass time to wait. I was looking forward to August.
I know.
Why'd you do this last minute to me? Like, right when I said it, though, that was the thing. Like, I didn't bring it up at all, but as soon as I bring it up.
That's true.
Literally, a day after we posted that show, a day after. It's like God had his headphones on. He had his Beats by Dre on.
Turn my headphones up.
He's listening, and you know, Archbishop Angel came talking to him and said, hey, you know them last boys talking to him? Shut up, fool. I'm listening to it right now, whatever. Prince, keep playing that keytar. Okay. Oh, they brought my name up. Oh. JB's gonna have fun in August, huh? Oh.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Click.
Yeah. Non-believer. So, I just wanted to say, kiss my black ass. And, suck my dick.
Hashtag it.
Yeah. SMD, bitch. Mm-hmm. And with that said, that is the end of the show.
That is it. That was the last drop, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and that was Beer Week. I thought it was a damn good, interesting show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would kill that shit.
And people say Mix and Match Week could be the flagship show. You never know what flagship show it might be.
Shit, we switch that shit up at any moment.
And it's my birthday month, so shit. We had one of the best beers, the best whiskey. Shit, it's going to get better with Mix and Match.
Firestone Walker greatness right now. 2017
still holds up for me.
2017 is the better one, yes. That wins. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so it still holds up for me.
That's the winner.
I'm glad we got to do both there. So I did like this one previously before we tried. And not that I don't like that one.
To be fair, that one did age more, had more years, time. Oh. So,
damn. Well, I will say though, so aging,
maybe there was a handicap on that. I don't know.
Aging is important to some bottles.
Man. Not all.
Not all though.
Some does wonders. Some does not.
Cause you like, if we go to the whiskey, I know it's completely fucking different. The Cheetah is only 4 to 5 years, true. Whatever.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right.
And then you're like, absolutely and, right. And you love the Sexton, which is only a 4 year bottle too, whatever. And I can't remember what other Irish.
I think for the most part,
yeah,
you can agree. We can all agree that aging does wonders for beers,
mm-hmm.
for our whiskey, whatever. It acts towards its betterment.
Do you age vodka?
Hell no.
What is that? I don't know. I just wanted to say something.
No, is that actually a thing, though?
I don't know. Someone was trying to tell me about gin the other day. I was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like, people are like, hey, gin and shit like that? Rum I kind of get.
Yeah.
But gin, vodka, those are like...
Man, I still have a rum bottle from, I got from Puerto Rico from, what was that, 2013, 2012? That year? One of that little, that Buddha case I got?
Mm-hmm.
Might have to pop that open on a mix and match week open.
Might as well.
Yeah, I always just forget about it because people always like, oh, you just saved this. I was like, no.
So focused on whiskey.
Yeah, I was like, I don't just really.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I bought it because of the case.
Oh. Well.
The case was fucking gorgeous, whatever and shit. So we'll have to pop that up on one mix and match week, whatever. But, because we'll do rum on here, man. We're going to do a little bit of everything, man. Mix and match week, whatever.
Mix and match,
do whatever we want. Shit, it's our show. We do whatever
that's
the
variety
we want.
Week.
Yeah, we can do whatever we want anyway. So, people, that's the show. That's been Beer Week.
Firestone Walker, 21 versus 22.
Firestone, you can sponsor us if you want, because we just did.
Oh, yeah, favorite. Please do. We love your brewery.
Yeah,
we've been it for years.
Shoot, so I love
you guys. All your quality stuff. I visit your location, Venice, all the time.
Every day he does.
What do you want to call it?
Every day he does.
There every day.
He didn't even live nearby there, and he goes there anyway.
Exactly.
He lives in Orange County. He still drives up there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Laguna he lives.
Yeah.
That's an hour fucking drive, Firestone.
Just drink your lovely, delicious
2 hours because of traffic. Which is another thing I want to get into. We'll talk about that on the next show. Fucking traffic. So anyway, people, I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And remember, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
I like that one.